Good afternoon, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Last night's game was a come-from-behind victory for the Dallas Stars. I could not believe the amazing second period. We had 3 goals in 5 minutes. And Jake Ottinger was great as usual and came up with some awesome saves. You know, we had to get that back. We lost to Seattle in Seattle. A lot of it, for me, was a redemption game. You know, good news is Nashville lost their game that night, too. So we're tied 93 points right now for the 2 wild card positions. Tuesday is going to be high noon. We're playing Vegas. Vegas is at 89 points. They're still about 4 points behind us. But the reality is, if we can win, which I know we are capable of doing so, we can knock them out completely and not have them biting at our feet anymore. You know, the first period, Dallas outplayed Seattle big time. I'm still questioning the goalie interference call on Roope Hintz that they challenged and won. I still feel like the player was pushed into the goaltender by another player, but you know, you gotta let that stuff go. It would have been 1-1 in the first period if that happened, because Joe Pavelski came around and got one of his greasy goals in front of the net. However, you know, good players, good teams, just let that stuff go. They were down 2-0 in the first period, and then the second period happened. And we came alive, and we did what we needed to do. Our speed outplayed Seattle, and we also were able to stay out of our zone quite a bit and put a lot of pressure. See, our forechecking is so important into the way that we play the game. Our dumping game, our cycling game, is so important because we're a heavy team. I mean, we have some speedsters in our team, but we have a defensive team driven first. And if our defense isn't playing the way it should, it kind of creates no offense for us. So just watching the way that we played in that second period, we definitely played Dallas Stars hockey. Dumped in behind the goaltender, went in and got it, cycle game, and then lots of wonderful shot towards the net, and some of them just, you know, greasy goals. And that's the kind of goals you have to have in the playoffs. They're not going to always be pretty. You got to be able to fight and get in the crease and play the game, you know, in those gritty places that most people that are going to be playoff teams need that style of game to be prepared for them. Anyway, we looked very hungry last night. We got to continue that hunger down the stretch. 3 games left. You know, Vegas on Tuesday, Arizona, and then Anaheim. Arizona and Anaheim should be no-brainers, but you know, it's always interesting. The teams that aren't making the playoffs usually bring up young talent from their perspective, you know, farm systems, if it's from the AHL or other teams, and they bring the youth up, and the youth bring a breath of fresh air into their game. And a lot of times those teams are just trying to play spoiler to the teams that are going to make the playoffs. So right now it's entirely up to us to not let down even one iota, because even though we have 3 games left, even though we're still 4 or 5 points above Vegas, we gotta get every point we can to the end. The road trip was disappointing, but Edmonton's good. Calgary has our number. And this Vancouver team that we played in the beginning of that road trip, is interesting to me because of their youth and their speed and their goaltending. You know, they may have not made the playoffs this year, but when they got their coach in there, when they got their coach in there in the second half of the season, he did a lot of things to turn stuff around. So that road trip was not an easy one. And we just need to be more respectful of the teams we play. I think at the end of the day, that's frustrating for me as a Dallas Stars fan is that we know what kind of team we have. And I think that our consistency has just got to get better. And I don't know if there'll be huge changes come next season, but we know that there are definitely players on this team that are the nucleus of this team that we're going to build championships around, in my opinion. And Roope Hintz and Jason Robertson. Jason Robertson is on his last year of his entry-level contract. He made $750,000 this year. I know to the average person, who wouldn't want to make that kind of money, but I mean, that's pocket change. I just know that he's about to get paid and he's going to deserve every bit of the money that he gets. But all that outside noise aside, we have 3 games left and we have to play at a level that we did in the beginning of the season. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Go Stars.